a word of welcome to those who might be visiting this weekend because of the Penn State and Michigan game. For those who were rooting for Michigan, God loves you. We're still working on it. There was a time, if you had a question, you pretty much directed your question to God, to another human person, to yourself, maybe an imaginary friend. Now we direct our questions to our phones, into our notebooks, our laptops, to Alexa, Assistant, and Siri. Most of our questions are to gather information or to get directions. On occasion, every once in a while, we have a question about faith or religion. With a tremendous amount of respect, we are told this morning that while Jesus is walking along, a man runs up and catches up with him. He shows the Lord respect by calling him good teacher. And his question is an important question. What must I do to inherit eternal life? It wasn't though, what must we do? It was a personal question. What must I do? It's a question that most of us have never asked, and I suspect that it's a question that most of us don't have an answer to, at least not a specific answer like that man received from the Lord Jesus. He was so self-confident. Lord, I've kept all those commandments. But then Jesus looks at him with love and says, you have, and that's a good thing. But there's one thing lacking. There's something else you must do. Now, some would say you don't have to do anything. All you need is faith, faith alone. That's not consistent with scriptures. Yes, we are justified by faith. We are made right by God by faith in the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus. And then that faith is to influence our living. That faith is to influence our doing. Codes of conduct are scattered throughout the scriptures. And in addition to the codes of conduct, there's the voice of conscience and the voice of Jesus, the influence of God's Holy Spirit, who tells each of us what might be lacking. With a look of love, Jesus looks into each of our eyes. And if we're doing what the Lord wants us to do, he compliments us. But if there's something missing, we need to know what's missing. Are we asking the right questions? Are we seeking the complete answer? Chris Stefanik is a Catholic evangelist and youth minister. He speaks to over 85,000 people annually. He also has a website called Real Life Catholic, reaching millions of individuals. In a recent article, this is what he wrote. Our mission, the thing we offer, is the gospel, which, despite of all the failures of the church, remains the best news ever. It's the news that every human person is created by God, that the human person is not a cosmic accident whose destiny is worm food and then nothingness. It's the message that we are created with a purpose, redeemed by a loving God who has a plan for each of our lives and destined for eternal glory. It's the message that we are called to greatness by making Jesus the Lord of our lives. We're not just invited to call him friend and then do what we want. It's the message that he loves us, even in our weakness, and that his love has deep and profoundly good implications for our lives. Chris concludes, in a world where young people are bombarded by 3,000 ads per day, I don't know where he got that statistic, but in a world where young people are bombarded by 3,000 ads per day. We, the church, need to be clear about what exactly we offer the world. In the midst of a culture of death, we offer life to the full in Christ Jesus without apologies or embarrassment. We have to be known as the Church of the Gospel again. Our parishes, our Catholic schools, the religious formation we offer for children, teenagers, and adults are to be schools of discipleship where we see Jesus look into our eyes and say, "Follow me." And we can't be disciples without encounter, without communion with the teacher and the Lord Jesus Christ. Regular participation in the Eucharist is a non-negotiable component of discipleship within the Catholic Church. You can't follow Jesus without Jesus. Is it easy? No. Is it possible? Yes. Because God can accomplish the impossible for us, for the glory of His name, for the good of our eternal life, and for the good of society and the well-being of the church. Are we asking the right question? Teacher, what do I have to do to enter eternal life? Are we doing what God commands? Are we aware of what might be lacking? Those are questions whose answers lead to eternal life. And Alexa, she can't give us the answer.